Welcome back to the One-Off Podcast. That is our new intro song. We like to call it... Anyway, we've been gone for a while. Things have been busy once again, and always will forever be. We did, however, last week, we did skip the podcast for a different reason. We wanted to watch a Jordan Peele movie. So we did that instead.
You did? I wasn't even told.
What movie?
You guys suck at this.
Why?
Cut that out.
Finish your intro.
Cut everything out.
Yeah, intro.
Come on. You didn't say anybody's here. It's just Aaron today.
It's just me today. Everyone else is gone. To my wonderful left, we have Dad.
Optimus Dad here.
To my amazing forward, we have my one and only dueling buddy, Paris.
And my Pepsi.
That's the sound of her mouth opening.
That's the sound of her addiction.
And then to my right, a returning guest, Emilito Bontito.
Hello.
Emilito Conchito.
And then me.
And then you.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Aaron.
They heard your goat scream.
What?
So, yeah, we took some time off and we're going to do it again. Because everybody's busy. You're leaving, you're leaving, yep. You're leaving.
Well,
you're leaving. Emmett's leaving, you're leaving.
I'm just leaving for tomorrow.
Oh, I was rich. I hoped you were leaving.
I didn't hope you were leaving.
Aaron's going on a trip.
Going to California.
Back Mrs. to Cali, Cali.
L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A.
Living it up in a hotel, California.
Sure, that would do.
Californication.
I get to go to the Oregon coast.
Yeah, he's going to
beach. Yeah, but I get to go to, you know who.
You get to
beach. Yeah, you get to go to Sacramento. Ew.
You want me to tell you what the temperature
is? Oregon coast is way better.
He doesn't care about what the, yeah, the
I
know, town.
I don't care about the town. I care about the people.
Still, the
people are special.
The beach.
I know, the beach. You get to go to the beach again.
He's going to go do the truffle shuffle.
The what?
The truffle shuffle. The Goonies. Come on.
The Goonies?
Come on, kid.
Seen that movie?
He's probably...
I'm sure he's seen it.
Well, yeah,
haven't you seen Goonies?
Yeah. We watched it while we were there.
You're going to Astoria,
oh,
baby.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Nice.
That's where you're going again, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait. They're going to that place?
They're going to Astoria. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Where it was filmed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Got to go to the cave.
I don't think you can go.
I don't know if that's a real thing. I think that might have been a set.
You can go to the houses.
I've been to the house.
And the jail. And the bowling alley. And...
Can't go to the houses really anymore because they have signs up that are like, we hate you. Which is so Goonie-esque.
It
that
totally
you would
is.
Go there.
Or
yeah.
The main
yeah, because you're a Goonie.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
That's a generational movie.
That's why I said it.
Goonies is a generational movie.
It's a good
movie. Did you know that the How to Train Your Dragon movies are like over 20 years old?
No.
Or, sorry, 10 years old.
Oh,
20?
Yeah,
I was like, whoa.
Sense.
We watched How to Train 2 last night.
Yes,
I watched the second one?
I never saw it.
Because Ezra said he hasn't seen the first.
I watched all three.
But he chose the second instead.
I watched all three recently, back to back.
You have to buy the first.
Oh, well, the other ones are on...
We don't have Disney.
It's not on Disney. You'll have Disney soon.
No, we won't.
Why?
Because it's the same internet.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, how is that? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's on Peacock, and I have given all of you the login to the Peacock.
It was on
the
Peacock.
Hulu,
they took it off.
To the all
they,
the
they took all of them off recently.
I'm so sick of
because
passwords.
I was watching the third one, and it said that it was going to be gone in 3 days, and I was like, oh.
Your shoes fit me.
Yeah.
You're small for me.
I know. I said that recently.
Her feet are smaller than a cricket's violin.
What?
Okay.
What? Oh, so anyways, Sunday, July the
6th. Yesterday was
anyone do saw anything cool for the 4th for Freedom Day for
fireworks.
Damn those Brits.
Almost got exploded.
What did
Damn
I
the
do?
English and their tea.
I'm pretty sure Mom drank tea that day, which should be illegal.
Yeah. Well,
it should be.
I almost got exploded.
What did we do? We went to
alcohol
a party in the park.
Party in the park.
I worked.
And it was.
It was okay.
I got hit in the
you
head by a rock.
You weren't even there.
Hit the head by a rock.
Fireworks.
A rocket.
I said the party in the park.
I got hit in the head by a piece of the rock.
The fireworks were great. Nice. It was so fun because like everybody and their mom was lighting off fireworks.
True.
And then also other fireworks.
And then also there was like a Sith there.
A Sith?
There was a Sith there. Yeah.
There should have been a Batman.
There should have been.
There should have been a Bat Sith.
We found you a mask in the trailer today that you need to wear.
Why?
Why not?
Big.
Because it's a Funko Batman mask. So, yeah.
I should wear it with my Batman suit.
Yeah, absolutely you should. With the mask.
That would be so
and
awesome.
Then put the mask on the mask.
And then take the mask off.
Seriously? So awesome.
And then take the other mask off and underneath is an even smaller mask that's like painted on my forehead.
That'd be so good.
It's like the Russian dolls.
Yes.
She's just like
just Batman's after Batman's yeah. after Batman's.
Anyway. I'd like to explain why I called Paris my dueling partner.
Oh.
Did
good.
You?
No, I did, yeah, at the yeah. start. I said, and to my forwards, I have my dueling partner.
I was only paying attention to when I needed to crack my Pepsi.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
I blocked everything out.
Gotta time it just
I'm
right.
gonna get me and Paris some Timu lightsabers.
Oh.
And we are
the
going
ones that
to
are meant for fighting.
We are going to learn how to lightsaber fight. I'm going to actually learn one of the
on the trampoline.
I'm gonna learn like I'm actually gonna learn one of the stances.
So you can like hit each other's saber with it and it doesn't break.
Yeah.
Because they all look very breakable.
Yeah.
Okay. The ones
yeah,
the one that I'm getting dueling. The one that I'm getting is they look eh, but they're I think they're polymer. Is the,
like they're not super cool, but
they're still
cool enough, and you can smash into other ones with it.
How much are they?
$4 million.
Not that much.
No, it's you can get a 2-pack of them for like 45 or something. So,
and there's no way you can hit each other with them if they're 45 if they're $22. No way.
But it's Timu.
Well, we'll see.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
no lead.
You can get everything
no
off
lead.
Of Timu.
No lead.
$50 cheaper than anywhere else because. No lead.
No lead.
We pay fair prices.
No yeah, what? Of course we do.
Of course we do.
Are they made in China?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Everything's made in
Everything
China,
Everything is
Dad.
Made in China, Dad.
I don't
Even
think so.
I'm
Look it up.
Dad,
I bet you they're not.
Dad, the majority of the population is made in China.
You know what? Sorry for my crunching.
And boys.
Did your mom ever teach you how to talk with your mouth full?
They're probably made in Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're making a lot of cool stuff now in Israel.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Made in Jordan. You should look it up. Anyway, anywho, so you're going to battle. But you need costumes.
I am getting a costume.
Well, you have indispensable income. You don't have bills.
Excuse me. I have to spend $35 a month because of my...
Currently, it's $45 until
when does
Maylee gets
on
the phone plan tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, you're combining?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Then it goes down, what, back down to $35? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Good. Gonna need that $10 to send to Timu.
Also, Spotify is getting expensive.
They all are.
Spotify?
And I watched a
yeah.
movie on...
How much is it?
I'm gonna get that money from Cohen too.
Is he
it's
on
20
yours
bucks.
As well? $20
yeah.
a month.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
on my Spotify.
That's how many people though?
$20. Three.
Six.
I think you can do three, right? Six. I watched a movie on Amazon the other night, and
that's
I had to watch three commercials.
I know.
Yep.
Like 3 2-minute commercials.
I know. It is absurd.
It is absurd.
It's absurd. Absurd.
It's so that dude can afford his, you know, wannabe model wives.
Wives.
Drives me, well, this isn't going to be his last one. Let's be honest.
True.
Weefies, true.
Someone came Weefies. In Weefies. To the Meiji Moose today who was Jennifer Coolidge. I'm not
Aww.
Even joking. looked like
Who's
her,
Jennifer Coolidge?
Sounded like her, acted
she's
like her.
The lady in.
I loved her.
Well, she's in the Minecraft.
It was movie, so. But, it was so funny.
She's in so many things.
The old
Legally Blonde.
The old lady.
Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah.
The one that talks funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's hilarious.
The one who. Oh, says, that one. You look like the 4th of July. It makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Anyway,
she's Aunt Fanny.
The lady came in, and one of the first things she said was she was looking through the 3D animal thing.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, she bought so
many. Those 3D animal things are so cute, and I am obsessed.
I got the fox.
Yeah, Sage bought like 4 billion. I know.
Anyway,
she got all the fish.
And you want to know what she says?
She got all the fish.
She did get her mom a beaver.
You know what?
Yeah, I know.
You want to know what? Want to know what she said?
It got messed up in the front, so it looks like it has whiskers.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe she brought a bunch to the front onto the thing, and then she picked up the spider, and in almost the exact voices, this one's kind of scary. I'm gonna put this one back. I was like, oh, okay. Joker.
It was Jennifer Coolidge.
Actually. It was. It was. She even like kind of dressed like her, which is funny.
It totally was her.
It was
basically we're about to be famous because Jennifer Coolidge was here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about the guy that was there the other day that put me on his live?
I was told three times today that
Aaron's talking.
That I was amazing and that they love me.
Okay, well that was out of pocket, so.
I did amazing today. Let me brag.
I did amazing yesterday.
I'm amazing every day.
He did so good that mom bought him 2 bags of donuts.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I said I jokingly said
box and a donut.
I jokingly said I wanted a bag of Hostess donuts, and so she got me 2 bags.
Why don't you bring them in here?
Okay.
Yeah. Those are my donuts.
Good question.
I earned them.
Rewind. We had good days individually. So Dad said we all get bonuses.
A bonus.
And I said I only wanted Pepsi, and Aaron said he only wanted donuts.
So that's how we roll.
What's your bonus?
I gave you what you wanted.
What if what if for my bonus I said I wanted like
their company?
Aww.
Except for I have to work every day for the next 20 days.
I know,
right?
Vacations, well, but I'm gonna go on my own vacations.
Maybe you should get a girlfriend in California.
I wouldn't date a liberal. Sorry.
Wow. He doesn't mean that.
No, I actually do mean that. But
she's I see a Montanan.
I see what you're saying.
It's fine.
I'm not yet. I think she knows I'm joking.
I don't know. Wait, does she even listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's our like number one fan. Only.
She is our number one fan. Yeah.
She just doesn't pay attention to all of us. She just pays attention to him.
Well, duh. She's got googly eyes. She's Twitter pated.
Yeah. Everybody else's voices are just like,
oh my gosh.
And then Aaron talks.
And it's like, what does he say in Step Brothers? It was like Fergie and Jesus had a baby or something.
I made a Step Brothers quote earlier today, and
we
I
need
sent
to watch
it to mom, so obviously it didn't go anywhere. But in the trailer,
it's so good.
I picked up those 2 pallets because we got rid of the boxes that were all right there.
Yeah.
So I picked up the 2 pallets and I turned around and I said,
"Let me guess." So much room for activities.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she was just like, oh, yeah, so much. I was like, man, wasted.
Yeah, you wasted.
I was like, wow.
You wasted those
so
on her.
So much room for activities.
Gosh. Dad, listen to what I'm saying. I'm funny.
See what?
He's on the lawnmower again.
We should watch that tonight.
Yeah,
what?
We should watch that tonight since I'll be gone.
I have to go night-night. I have to go to bed.
Yeah, because Dad has a real job.
I'm getting old. Actually,
I had a real job. They took it away from me.
I have been
you
going.
You did so good. You're fired.
I've been going to bed earlier, and I've been getting to work like an hour early, and it's nice. But you turn the lights on in there, man, and people just want to come in.
I know.
It's nuts. I mean, it's fine. I usually let them, but it's like.
It's also really inconvenient that the choop choop on the thing broke because.
Yeah.
I don't like plugging it in and unplugging it.
Because there's spider webs back there.
No, because it's annoying.
It's annoying.
Oh, gosh. You're all
Cohen
just big babies.
Would be scared.
Of spiders?
Yes.
Oh, he's definitely scared of spiders.
Yeah.
His room had like.
And you know what? He still slept in it.
Because he.
he had 50 traps.
50? Well, you could have put traps in here.
Yeah. You could. Should have got a lizard.
Then you could run around. You know what I did today? I held a snake.
Why?
Yeah, you weren't here. I pet a snake. Because Dad found a snake and I held it and I relocated it to a new home.
I pet it.
It was a racer.
It was a racer. It was a really chunky racer.
I've never seen a racer that big. It was blue and yellowish and gray. On the bottom, it was really cool. It was super pretty. None of us took a picture of you holding the snake.
No, nobody did.
That's weird.
Yeah. So there's zero proof, but I did do it.
Trigger warning for snakeophobias.
One of our BFFs that comes in all the time came in and we were talking about all the spiders that I find in my basement, and he has a real, like, he hates the spiders, and he just kept going
and like was, real
like, he was wow. Like no I don't like spiders.
That's one of your children, or two of them. They're both two of yours really don't like bugs. But I couldn't believe they walked right up and touched that snake. The girls.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. All of them.
They're so weird because a lot of times they'll freak, like a fly will come and they'll lose their mind. But then a regular bug, they'll just be like, oh yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they walked right up and touched that snake.
That's
why I was like, we don't usually do this.
Yeah.
You want to know what bug I, like, for some reason just like hate with a passion if I see them?
Potato bugs.
Crickets.
Aww.
And the racer, so we looked it up. The racer eats crickets.
I like him then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a buddy.
You should put him in.
He's out in the field. He's hanging out.
Like, yeah. I'd rather pick up a spider than pick up a cricket.
Why?
Because crickets should die.
Well, because they hop, right? And they
When I like, went,
imagine hop. Mixing a praying mantis and a frog.
Spiders hop.
Like, it's disgusting.
Cockroach. They're cockroachy to me, yes. And I really don't like cockroaches.
Aaron.
They're so bad.
Yeah.
Spiders jump.
I know there are jumping spiders. Yeah.
Other spiders.
I just want to let you know I'm still mad at you that you ate all of my salsa that I bought for like $10 and I didn't even get any.
I ate some.
Not me.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You put it in something.
No, that was not me.
I ate like half of it.
I ate almost none of that salsa.
I know you had some because I saw you eating.
That one day when we had tacos and we brought some out, that was it. That's the last time I had that salsa.
Okay, well, Emmett, you owe me $10.
He owes you $5. He only ate half.
Or just buy more. Go buy more.
Where?
I specifically put it in there. I was like,
you can't buy more.
Oh, better get your own fridge, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, just put a mini fridge.
Get your own salsa.
Speaking of, how many worms are left? Anybody
none.
Check? No, don't say. Are you serious?
There are none left.
50 worm, 50 things, 50 dozen worms in like 5 days.
50 dozen.
That he brought 50 dozen. So each pack is a dozen. He brought 50. Like
there
of
are
them.
12 worms in a pack.
Yes.
Okay.
50 dozen.
Okay.
Somewhere red somewhere. Wood that is red. Red wood. What is
that? That's the best movie.
What's that from? Comment below and guess your choice.
Comment below.
Comment below. No one's commenting.
No one comments.
Maybe with Emmett's here, we'll get more listeners.
Hopefully.
Why?
I don't know.
You're right. Why? You're right. No.
Do you have a story for us
to
tell? Anything interesting happened this week?
Nope. Pet a snake and that's it.
My package got here. I finally got my Jordans.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know they still made Jordans.
No, they do.
Wow. Mm. They must be expensive.
These ones were... What were they? These ones were... Oh, bars. Jordans bars or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Strange.
Mm. It's a weird name.
Is Michael B. Jordan making movies still? Because I think so. About him.
Wait a minute. No, he got Jordan's Michael Jordan, the basketball player, not Michael B. Jordan.
Jordan isn't making movies.
There are
movie.
Three
Does
famous.
Michael Jordan make movies?
No.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael Jordan was in that half live action, half animated Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Okay. Well,
Michael Jordan, Space Jam.
Wait, pretty sure that was LeBron James, wasn't it?
No, this was...
Okay. I haven't seen it.
LeBron James was probably a baby when that movie came out.
No, there's
he was probably huge, but he was still a baby.
There's three famous Michael Jordans.
LeBron James.
There's Michael Jordan, the basketball player, Michael B. Jordan, the actor, and then Michael Jordan, the soccer player.
Nobody cares about soccer.
No.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Soccer's cool.
I like soccer more than baseball and basketball.
But like a comedian said, if you can watch a game for 90 minutes that could end 0-0, that's not a game worth watching. Which kind of makes sense.
Seriously.
Because they can end in a tie, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Right?
Anyway.
Any big stuff happen in your life, Paris?
Is that what we're talking about today?
I'm just going around the room, you know? Skip? Do you want to skip?
What did happen yesterday? I don't know what happened yesterday.
She did a backflip.
I did a backflip.
Dad did a backflip.
Dad did a backflip.
Aaron is too scared to do a backflip.
I didn't do a backflip.
He does have the cutest jump on the trampoline, though.
It makes him go higher.
It does. It is scientifically proven. Let's look it up.
What's the name of that thing that ballerinas do when they jump up and they...
A pirouette.
Butterfly.
Pretend this is not audio. Well, okay, it's audio, but...
Pretend it's a sound effect.
Audio listeners.
When I do this, I want you to picture something in your head, and I really want you to comment and tell me when he jumps and he goes with his feet.
Can we make a video? The picture, because we could just take a video of you.
And by the way, it is July 6th, and we're all sitting here in the pod lab under blankets,
tucked in cozy and blankies.
Yeah,
so nice.
Rained on 4th of July, so I mean,
it was like 60 degrees.
Yeah,
and raining.
So nice.
It was awesome.
I don't have a blanket.
It definitely rained.
No, you're tough.
So that nothing caught on fire.
That's good because I was a little stressed about
it. It's so American to light off explosives in the middle of fire season.
It really is.
A kid came in the store and he was talking about doing fireworks on the 4th of July. And I go, hey, my hands were like down behind the gun counter. Mm. And I go, just remember to be safe tonight, all right? Listen to your parents or you'll end up like me. And I picked my hand up like that and then just put it right back down. And he looks, so I'm making
how, wait,
a...
How old was he?
I'm like bending two of my fingers back so it kind of looks like they got blown off, right? Mm-hmm. For audio listeners.
Yeah.
And he looks up at his dad and he's like, that's not real, is it, Dad? And the dad's like... he's just trying to warn you to be careful.
Yeah, how old was
That's
he?
That's awesome.
He was like, he was probably Ezra's age, seven, eight, somewhere around there. It was so pretty
funny.
He's like, that's not real.
There was a thing that I saw where it was like, someone in the USA right now is enjoying their last day with all 10 fingers.
Yeah. I watched a video of someone in a firefighter's suit, so at least they were trying to be safe, with 100 Roman candles. All strapped together.
I've seen that.
And they lit it with a flamethrower. And then he's just like...
I've seen that. It's great. And it just keeps going.
That's awesome. We should have Roman candles.
I only have eight fingers.
Okay, Paris.
And two thumbs.
Next 4th of July, we should totally...
That sounds like a Saba joke.
Just go out randomly and like we should choreograph a lightsaber fight.
And shoot people with our Roman candles?
No, we should choreograph a lightsaber fight and then go out when like before everything starts or even in the middle and then we just should like put on a show. Imagine how cool that would be.
Were you there when I did the Roman candles on my sand rail up Sand Mountain? Were you there for that?
If I was, I was probably tiny.
So I strapped a bunch of them around the roll bar on, you know, driver and passenger side, and then lit them, and then went up the mountain.
They're the ones that are really
somebody had video of it, but
and you light it and it just goes.
They just shoot out. They're really good for shooting at your friends.
Yeah. Roman candle fights is one of the biggest things.
That's America.
All the ones that people were doing on the 4th at the fairgrounds, it just made me think of Harry Potter, and I was like, I want to do that. But nobody shared with me because
they should make real wands, you know? Like,
they're called Roman
those?
Candles.
No, but like real wands. Like sparklers. You do that and then you say,
it's sparklers.
Habracadabra! And then it like turns somebody into a frog.
They should make those.
Yeah, they should. We have the technology.
I would turn so many people into frogs.
Oh. Have a cup, Deborah.
You know what? I don't much like the tone of your voice.
Oh, you don't like that we charge, that the credit card company charges you a fee? Well, bing, you're a frog.
How do you like them apples?
Now rib it on out of here.
I'll change you back for a price. Bottle
of water back there without whacking the mic, maybe.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Where did the squirt go?
I had to work on some firearms, so it is gone.
Dad,
get out.
Science.
Get out.
I had to work science. On stuff.
Why didn't you put it down there?
Because I moved. It didn't matter. I moved it.
For audio listeners,
what'd you move it?
It's in a trash can. But
for audio listeners, boxes the room is filling up with my tears.
Should have peed in it.
Salty tears. Peed in it? Why?
Yeah, it was like, we got home and then Indy was just absurd, obviously, because we had to leave.
After fireworks?
No, today. Because Aaron said his tears, and then it reminded me of just my mental breakdown.
Earlier. Oh, yeah. She didn't want to leave.
Yeah, she was just pissed. And then we got home, and then she had to take a nap, and so then she was even more mad. And so she went to bed screaming and screaming and screaming. And then when she woke up, she was in a terrible mood. And then I was trying to clean and pack all the things and clean the house. And then I wrote 4,000 lists because there's too much to do. And so I was overwhelmed, so I wanted to do zero of it. And then they woke up, and then I burnt our lunch, and then I bit my lip, and so then I started crying, and Matthew was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm going to the grocery store, goodbye. And he said, are you getting ice cream? And I said, and then I came back with ice cream. But it was just, the burning of the sandwich was really angry, and then I bit my lip.
Well, why'd you burn the sandwich?
And then, just like, everything was garbage, so.
Mm-hmm.
I cried.
Moral of the story is, learn to cook.
Well, I was yelling at the kids to clean, because they wouldn't clean.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then Indy's trying to ride her bike through the living room over all the toys. And I was like, can you just, like, do what I'm asking?
Just cooking the sandwich you just heard.
Colin would be very proud of her.
Yeah.
Well, something positive about him. Well, kind of positive.
Well, you know what he would say if he was here? He'd say, my house isn't going
to
be dirty.
Right. There won't be toys on the ground for them to ride their bikes over.
We had to.
I'm going to have 5,000 kids, and none of them are going to make mess.
And nobody's going to buy my kids toys or anything ever. They're only going to put money in an IRA.
Doge. No. No, he wants Bitcoin now.
Oh, Bitcoin. Why is
he not Bitcoin? He wants Bitcoin now?
Because he hangs out with people that think that's cool, I guess.
I want a coin.
No, I think.
It's digital, and it tells you how much money you have.
You know what you could get is that like that movie where you had a time.
That's what I was just thinking about.
Time stamp. Yes, that movie. So Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Huh?
And you would buy things with time.
Yeah.
Like your life.
Yeah. The clock was how much life you had left.
So
it's like,
oh, a cup of coffee is 12 minutes or whatever.
Yep. And then you'd have to use your time.
Take things off of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so people would just like die in the
street. That movie. So good.
Very cool. Very nice original idea.
Really like garbage, kind of.
Well,
like, we have just kind of a terrible life. Movie.
I'm going to go buy
but
a coffee with
so
it.
So good.
I bonked.
To be honest.
I apologize.
I probably would. But you know what?
If you only have 12 minutes.
Then you may as well buy the coffee.
Paris.
Yeah.
Paris.
What?
I only have 12 minutes left in my life. I'm going to go buy a 12-minute coffee.
Yep. I would do it.
Never got to drink it.
I think if I had like.
Second left.
I think if I had like. A month left or, okay, maybe not a month, a week, I would just, like, give it to someone in the family and then just drop dead. You know, because it's like, what's a week? But, I mean, maybe a week is, you know, give a week to them or something. To my favorite kid.
Wasn't there a scene in that movie where, like, they're, like, in the casino and somebody gambles so much that they just, like, and then
die?
He just dies.
Yeah, probably.
They just, like, take his life. It's crazy.
Yep.
Yep.
That's, like... That's high stakes gambling right there.
High stakes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is
mm-hmm.
All
high
the
stakes. Gambling? Gambling for a tri-tip 3 shelves up.
What?
What?
High stakes.
High stakes? A tri-tip that's 3 shelves up? Because it's high stakes?
I know some of you. I had laughing. A joke.
And now I can't remember what it was.
None of them are laughing.
Everyone is laughing.
Nobody's laughing.
Guys love me.
Nope. Speaking of steak, I ate that with my fingers, and now that's all I smell like.
Yeah. Well,
it's okay.
Yeah. It could be worse. It
could be worse.
It could smell like a lawnmower.
I don't think that's worse.
What? Worse than steak?
It is worse.
Smell my fingers.
Wait, the lawnmower? No. Because freshly cut grass smells good.
When someone says, smell my fingers, never smell their fingers, okay? Just don't. But it's why? Like when someone goes, ooh, this is gross. Taste it. Well, no.
Didn't you make me do that? Who made me do that?
I mean, I'm sure I've made you do that. You've made me
Somebody
do that.
Made me do that.
It's just a curiosity
thing. I'm sure I have.
Was it you at the store that was like, these are disgusting. Try them.
You should not say that, though. Oh. You should go, ooh. And then they'll eat them. And then go, ha-ha, they're gross.
No, because it's more fun because it's
What
like...
was it? They were chips. They were like weird pickle chips or something strange.
Oh,
like
that was me.
Those, the ones
was
at the store. Yeah.
Hot mustard.
Was it you or was it him?
It was me.
Okay. Yeah. He was like, hey, these are gross. Try them. And I was like, why would I do that? And he was like, no, just like try it. And I was like,
well, and you did,
like...
didn't you?
And I did. And then I had to throw up. And he was like, no, I was serious.
No, this is what happened. This is what happened. I said, these are gross. Try them. You started reaching for them while saying, why would I try them?
It was just habit. Chip.
I'm just trusting you.
But the pickle chips are good.
The way you said it was like.
It's just a curiosity.
Was like a.
Okay, what's weird though is mom loved them.
Ugh. That is, I would not have thought that at all.
And then I hated them.
Well, it's probably because she's pregnant.
Dad's like, nope.
Just kidding. No
more. You shouldn't even say that anymore.
You said it on the last podcast.
I don't remember.
No, I thought I brought it up.
Pretty sure it was Dad. Oh.
I was like, no, but.
Oh.
No, but, what? I would say something, but I won't this episode.
Because
why?
Because it's not PG, or because it's not PG. I know exactly what you were gonna say.
It's PG.
What were you gonna say?
Parental guidance advice. I am parental.
He was gonna say, "Hold on, wait."
What are you doing with your phone? Please don't text me. Right, we're in the same.
Well, I'm not texting you.
He's texting.
Hold on.
Are you texting me?
Are we doing goat?
No. Nope.
Goat screaming again?
No.
Goat
screaming.
No. Something similar though. What is he doing?
I don't. You know, I've stopped.
Mad scientist. Okay. I need to get you a soundboard.
Okay. This is what Dad said. He said that. So we had to cut that out. Post.
Yeah.
Post in post. Dad edits podcasts now, bro.
Oh yeah, I have all the time, bro.
Well, now that you're working more.
That's funny. So we gave another gun away, which is cool.
That was fun.
Well, I mean,
someone came in yesterday and said, "Oh, the one that you can win." And I said, "Oh, well, we just drew it." She's like, "Oh." I was like, "Well, we should have another one sometime soon." And she was like, "Okay, yeah."
Yeah, people have come in and said, "Hey, I need to get on that action." And when's the next one? And so I was like, "Awesome. Stay tuned." So I'm trying to figure it out right now.
Yeah, so cool. I want that green one. I know that I don't get the to revolver.
The revolver? Uh-huh. That is a nice
one. It is so cute.
It is a nice one.
And it's green.
I've got a couple more coming. Some wheel guns coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
What is a. What is
a. Oh, never mind. I'm trying to figure out what this word was.
Yes, that one.
Yep. Cham shmaba.
Ukaduk.
So, well, good talk.
Yeah. What else?
Well, you had a story you were going to say. You said you wanted to say it on the podcast.
I think
he gave up on that.
I don't know. Should I?
Well, I was excited.
Oh, I don't know if it's something to be excited about.
Okay, well, now you have to say it since you're like...
I had a bad experience.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm just... It's one of those where you're like, you don't want to say anything, but it's like people who only write good reviews and not bad reviews. It doesn't really help unless you also share the bad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they going to grow?
Sure.
And this particular person just, they need to grow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a bad experience. So I wasn't sure if I should talk about it or not.
Well, as long as you don't name drop, then it's fine.
I could probably do that without saying the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You want to hear it, really?
Yes.
I really want to hear it. Yeah, I'm curious.
You made us want to hear it now.
It was just, yeah, it's still so fresh that I'm still a little, I don't want to say mad. I'm bewildered.
Bewildered. What does that mean?
Like, I like understand now. How do I put this? The whole, okay. This whole no tax on tips thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It kind of comes to this. I think it's a bunch of crap, right? Because tips are income. And if I have to pay tax on income, everyone else should have to pay tax on income. And that's what a tip is income, right? Mm-hmm. So this was on my mind. And then I was at a local establishment. Let's call it, I don't want to say the place, but it rhymes with Flynn's, okay? So I was getting a drink at the bar, and at first it was going okay.
Mm-hmm.
But after I had about 8 drinks, all of a sudden the service got real bad. Like 8 drinks in. It got real bad.
Service got bad.
Yeah, the service was bad.
Okay.
And so I brought up the whole no tax on tips. And this lady, woman, girl, just like, she totally started copping an attitude with me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had just spent all this money in there, given all this tip money. So I asked her for the tip money back and she wouldn't do it. So then I brought up the whole tax on tips thing and I don't think it's worth it. And you're giving me terrible service. And so I wanted to talk to her manager and finally the manager comes out and I wasn't drunk or anything, right? 8 drinks, that's nothing. So
nothing for you?
No,
that's nothing. How big were the drinks?
They were big, well, like you know, real drinks. Ones, like whiskey sours and stuff. Okay. Yeah, it was good. Dance 8 of them. Drink. 8 or 9. I think it was on the 9th one that this all went down. So the manager comes out, and she's like, listen, Jordan has been one of the best bar... Oh, I just said the name. Anyways.
We can cut it out.
We'll cut it out. Yeah. She's one of the best bartenders we have, and I was like, no, she isn't. She is the worst one in the entire place. And I demand all of my tip money back. It sounded something like that. Obviously, cops were called because Jordan got a little out of line and asked me to leave. And so, apparently, because of her, not me, her, I cannot go to that establishment ever again.
Hmm. Well, that's really rude of her, honestly.
Yeah.
You're just voicing an opinion.
Right. Okay.
So.
And really,
well,
give me my tip money back. You did not give me good service after 9 drinks.
Sounds like Jordan's kind of the worst.
She is the worst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I said her name now. I want everyone to know.
But just from the name, I feel she has good taste in podcasts.
Why would that even be a thing?
Why? Yeah. What?
Why? Why
would that? It's the same thing with like Michael. Michael and Jordan go together.
Michael and Jordan go together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jordan in good service doesn't. That's for sure. Anyways, she'll probably go back to like bartending school and get better. I bet.
Someday.
Yeah. I think I had an impact on.
She's still young.
On her.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
Or she might quit forever.
That'd be the best. Really? It wouldn't be the first waitress bar keep that I had made quit. And that's a true story.
Wait, seriously?
That's a true story. Yeah.
What did you do?
That's a whole other story. So, I'll be quick. This is a true story.
This is actually true.
This is actually real.
Oh, okay.
So, a place we used to work at all the time. We went to lunch there, this place, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, we knew the waitresses. We knew it right. And there was one that just, she wasn't very good. She was actually really bad at her job. I never said anything. I joke with people. But that day, I was having a really bad day. And I was a little bit unfair to her. But she said, I don't remember what it was that she said that set me off. And I was just like, it was a bad day. There was no drinks involved. This was lunch, guys. Mm-hmm. But so she comes over and she says something, and I go, "Can you just bring me my drink, please?" Like I was frustrated at this point. Uh-huh. She's still like joking, and she's like, "Boy, I'm old enough to be your mother." And I said, "What did I say?" Whatever I said was something, something. It was bad. I don't remember exactly. Apparently, she like cried, and oh, then no. We never Dad. Saw her again. She
quit.
She oh was God. The worst.
That's so seriously mean. The worst.
She was bad. She always got our food orders wrong. Like,
we should go back and see if she's still there.
Oh no, she. We worked there a lot after. She was not there. She moved on. She got something more appropriate.
Actually, every single time you guys came, she'd hide in the back.
Janitor, or a desk job somewhere.
Yeah,
comedian.
In the back corner.
Like that's so sad.
Yeah.
That's so. Yeah. That's so mean.
She oh was really God. Bad at her job, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't like
that's
she didn't.
So mean.
It wasn't like they lost a good asset. She was terrible at her job.
They probably like were in the back, like.
Yeah, thank you. Someone had
someone
to say
said
it.
Something.
That's pretty much what happened. So, anyways,
oh my gosh,
that was a true story.
That's so.
Now, I'm not proud of it, but we did. They did hire a new waitress, and she was great.
Oh well, good.
Yeah,
so
everybody
it
wins.
Worked out for everybody. Yeah.
And that's how I met your mother, kids.
Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
of,
I have a way of making women leave the room angry at me.
I mean,
that is something you're proud of.
No, I'm not a proud of it. It's just a gift.
It's just.
This is my burden. This is my gift. What do you have to say about that, Emmett?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Emmett would never. Mm-mm. He would never say mean things.
How old do you think you're going to be when you get married? How old?
I don't know.
You good? Choking? Dying over there?
It's a podcast. You're supposed to talk.
I don't know.
The truth is suffocating.
My name's not Truth.
Okay.
You're suffocating.
What are the four Ninja Turtles' names? Go.
Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo.
The red one. You're missing the red one. No. Yeah.
Yes.
Mad Boy.
Mad Boy.
Mad Boy. Where's that going from?
I don't know.
Buzzer noise.
Wait.
I'd like to steal.
Don't say it, because I can't think of it either.
Really?
Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Van Gogh.
Close.
Van
Aristotle.
Start with an F.
No.
Frank. It wasn't Frank. That's what you were going to say, huh? It's not Frank.
Wait. If we're talking about...
Splinters the Rat.
They're named after like great artists in history, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be Taylor Swift.
Love that.
Kanye West.
Kanye.
Jordan Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Jordan Sparks. So good.
That's a good
One
Jordan.
One of my favorites.
That's a good Jordan.
Yeah.
Not the bad Jordan.
Yeah, the better of the Jordans.
This podcast really took a turn.
Okay, let's name all the Jordans that are better than Jordan.
I hope, yeah. Let's name all Jordans better than Jordan. All of them.
Isn't that guy who does the, come here, stuff named Jordan?
I forgot.
When he's filming.
Donatello,
come closer.
Michelangelo.
Leonardo. Isn't his name
Leonardo?
Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan. I think so. Or maybe his last name's Jordan.
No, it's Jordan Howlett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan
yeah,
Howlett. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Come closer.
Would
not
you
that
like,
close. Back
would
up.
You like a letter?
Yes. Yes.
R.
Renoir.
Wait, is that his first letter?
Yes.
Oh my God. What's the last letter?
L?
Huh?
The last letter is L.
What's the middle letter?
Oh no.
What's the teacher's name?
Splinter.
Splinter.
What's the bad guy's name?
Scarface.
H is the middle
Saber.
Letter.
Saber.
You're close.
Is the bad guy? How can I not remember it?
I don't know.
It's something with claws and blades.
I have literally...
Oh, yeah.
I have watched, like, two episodes of this show, and I think, like, half of a movie. How do I know more?
Megan Fox was in the movie.
Was she?
Yes.
What? Was okay, it? Give it to us.
It's no, Raphael. No.
Oh, and Raphael.
Shredder.
Shredder! Shredder, where? See, I told you, blades.
Blades.
Shredder. Dang it.
Blades, the gym. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
All right, now we have to go through every single Fast and Furious character's name
again.
Oh,
no.
No.
Best part of the live-action Ninja Turtles when they made it. Best part of the movie.
I didn't watch it.
I don't remember
it. I don't remember anything about it except for one scene.
Vanilla Ice. Clearly, it was Vanilla Ice. Yeah.
I don't remember that. How do I not remember that?
Vanilla Ice was in it.
When?
He was doing his show in the background.
Oh, I never saw the new one that came out. The one that was like animated like across the Spider-Verse.
I didn't either.
I wanted to. It looked fun.
Raphael. How? Man, I was like a Ninja Turtle kid. I had a teacher in elementary school that her son worked on the animation team for Ninja Turtles.
That's really? Super cool.
He drew Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's so awesome. But can you name which colors they are?
Blue.
Red.
Red. No, orange.
Green.
Michelangelo's orange. Right? Pretty sure. Yes. You don't Raphael? Even know.
Yes, Michelangelo. Right.
You can't
orange.
Test us.
Donatello's blue.
Blue. Raphael's red.
What? And Leonardo is
purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, purple. Yeah, purple. Yeah.
Splinter was brown.
Splinter
because he was
brown.
A rat.
Shredder
was leather.
Black.
Leather.
He was leather.
He was spiky.
He was leather.
Did that guy different. Bring that purse back?
No, he did come back in though.
Oh,
and he walks up and he goes, "She liked it."
Oh, good. Sweet.
What am I?
I don't know. Mom sent a video and I didn't watch it because podcast. What did she say?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Come here now.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
What?
She wanted Paris to come over.
When was that?
She's so cute. She's too cute.
She said, come here. She said, come now.
She is so cute.
Come here one. Now.
Her little face and her picking her nose and she cracks me up.
And at the end, Paris, she just went like this. She went,
I know. I just watched it. She's so cute.
There were three.
Cute.
Oh, well, Mom just sent that one. I don't know why.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Come here now.
Come here now.
Oh, well, we got a big week ahead of us.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Indy gets to get her teeth done on Tuesday.
So do they pull them?
Yeah, they're going to pull the front two and fill the back eight.
Oh,
eight?
Gosh.
We're going to be there for ever.
I don't know how long we're going to be there.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, at least 3 hours.
Am I supposed to stay?
No.
You don't want to leave.
I wasn't planning on leaving, but also, like, if it's going to be 3 hours and I have Amryn and Keita.
There was a dentist, I believe, that didn't allow you to be there. Maybe that was when Mom was little that they went to a dentist and they didn't allow the parents in. And the Grammy was like, nope, I'm sorry. So.
Yeah. Do I stay in the room?
It's going to be hard because you have the other girls.
Yeah. Are you going to come with me?
That.
What time is it?
I wanted to come with
8? That's why we're going to stay the night.
Is that tomorrow? Oh, 8 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
When do you think it'll be over?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And you wanted me to go with
She's
her.
Getting out, though. They're putting her out.
Yeah, she's going under. Yeah.
And you wanted to go. And you wanted me to go with her.
I know, but then you'd have to come up with us.
Yeah.
Spend the night.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, so.
And you got to get ready for a trip.
Yeah, because Saba's already like, where's your sleeping bag?
And I might need backup. You might have to come help me this week. It's been busy, busy. This week will probably be dead, though. Everybody got their traveling out of the way and their big summer hoorahs, and then they'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
We'll see.
Well,
it just stays like this.
Oh, part of me says okay.
Aaron, let's just fight with the swords instead.
Yeah, let's do these.
We could totally do it.
High stakes gambling.
if Ezra ever saw these, first off, his mind would be blown.
Does
his,
he not know that you
his
have
mom
them?
Owns these?
Does he not know that you have them?
These no, are mom's.
Dad got those for mom a while.
She wanted them.
Yeah, I know. I know that you have had them
she
forever.
She wanted these.
I get you.
She has two, so she can double wield.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'm holding. I'm holding John, Living Dead Apocalypse swords that my wife owns.
Machetes.
They are matching machetes.
They're so cool.
They are pretty cool.
I get to hold a katana.
Why? Where? When?
Look, how old is she?
Who? What? When?
How old is
when,
who?
And,
katana.
We know a katana.
We do?
Yep.
Why did I take it down?
Oh, first try.
Even though it took like 1,000 tries.
Yeah, we I'm know Batman. A katana.
Okay, well, Aaron's done. Let's wrap it up.
It's a motorcycle well, name.
I was saying goodnight.
It's old. I mean, it's late. Let's.
It's old.
It's yeah. old.
I'm it's old. It's bad.
My back hurts.
My back doesn't is. Hurt. This chair's cozy.
This chair's not.
I think that a baby monitor would reach to here. Pretty sure.
Oh my goodness.
I just hooked it to my iPad. I've used it at grandma's house multiple
no,
times.
No, Paris, just put your iPad in there and then turn on FaceTime and then mute yourself.
Oh. He's kind of smart sometimes.
But I have the baby monitor that
I'm a genius all the time.
Evil genius.
The baby monitor is the iPad and the phone, and it just bloop together.
I don't, if it's Bluetooth, you're not going to Bluetooth from here to there.
I don't think it's Bluetooth.
If it's Wi-Fi,
it's
okay.
Wi-Fi.
But if yeah. it's Bluetooth, no way.
It's Wi-Fi.
You can't even go to the bathroom in the Moose without the music cutting out.
Yeah, well, that's wildly different.
Me and Sage.
Is the Wi-Fi going to work out there? Mom says it is.
I hope not. Well, you might get something done, you know.
I have a job.
Why do you need a Wi-Fi out there?
Because so I can survive.
What?
Survive.
All right. On the next,
I have a job.
On the next podcast.
On the next podcast.
We will discuss
screaming bears.
New fun, exciting adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Let's go to bed. Good talk.
Good talk.
Good night, Jordan.
Good night. I was just about to say that.
You're a good sport.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for drinking 9 whiskey sours and yelling at you.
And getting you fired.
I won't let it happen again. You know what? It's your fault. You shouldn't have let me have 8. It's your fault. Should have cut me off.
Totally true. For sure.
Yeah. The first time I fell asleep on the bar, you should have said, sir, you need to leave.
Yeah. And that was only after 2, so.
Yeah. After I have 2 of those, I have to take a nap. all right. Well, see you in 17 weeks when we record our next one.
See you guys in 17 weeks.
It'll probably be at
least
2. Hey,
can we get our theme song to play us out, please?
I'm saying good night.
Can we get our theme song, please?
At least a minute.
Why?
Because it's 9:59.
Just play it. Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I cannot believe that this is your life. This is your life.
I love my life.
It's not.
You got 30 seconds.
Just say, I love you. Good night. And then.
You're not married.
And then.
No, I'm not.
Bloop. To the next.
It's close enough.
Aaron's got 30 seconds.
Well, I mean.
20 seconds.
I'm beedoodeeding you. You don't get to do the Jeopardy.
Hey, good night. See you on the next episode. That'll be it.